Geogwitch, and welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, number 12. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, and that was Mrs. Ferris's Pig House Collection with a set of tunes called Wedding Reel, Made Behind the Bar, and Gravel Walk. You can find out more about them by going to the show notes at CelticMusicPodcast.com. I'm going to have to start this show off by giving my apologies. Last show I said that I would have Gaelic Storm in this show. I was mistaken. I'm still working out on the particulars. I was a little bit soon in announcing that. So it's going to be a little bit longer. So if you're interested in hearing Gaelic Storm, you're going to have to wait a little bit more. But please stay tuned and keep listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. But on the other side, last show I talked about the Celtic Podcast Network that I was talking about with Aaron Drake of the Celtic Music News Podcast. And 3 days later, we had it up and running. You can now go to CelticPodcastNetwork.com and find all the podcasts that offer Celtic music and culture and such. Actually, it's still developing, so right now there's about 8 podcasts, so go check it out, including one that's a new one, which is the Cleveland Celtic Podcast at clevelandcelticpodcast.com. Obviously, you can go to the show notes and find out more about all the stuff. Until then, we're going to start off with some more great music, another new entry to the podcast. This is Barley Juice. This song is All For Me Grog from their CD Barley Juice.
And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. All for me beer and tobacco. For I spent all me tin on the lassies drinking gin. For across the western ocean I must wander. And where are me boots, me noggin, noggin boots? All gone for beer and tobacco. For the soles are worn out and the heels are kicked about. And the toes are looking out for better weather. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. All for me beer and tobacco. For I spent all me tin on the lassies drinking gin. Far across the western ocean I must wander. And where is me short, me noggin, noggin short? All gone for beer and tobacco. Sleeves are ripped and torn, and the tail is looking out for better weather. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. All for me beer and tobacco. For I spent all me tin on the lassies drinking gin. Out across the western ocean I must wander. And I haven't been to bed since first I come ashore with me plunder. I've seen centipedes and snakes, and I'm filled with pains and aches. Far across the western ocean I must wander. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. All for me beer and tobacco. For I spent all me tin on the lassies drinking gin. Far across the western ocean I must wander. And it's all
quickly, and it goes just as it came. And the rain will open up the sky and linger on again. And the water falls upon my face and cleanses all my wounds. Another season turns to ashes, like the bitter memories of you.
Love Celtic music? Every week, the Celtic MP3s music magazine guides you to the best free and legal Celtic MP3s online. It is free to subscribe, and the music will keep your toes tapping for years to come. And now you can enjoy quick access to over 100 bands featured in the magazine when you join Songhenge, the Celtic MP3s exclusive archive of free Celtic music. Visit CelticMP3s.com or FreeIrishMusic.com to subscribe and start downloading some of the great Celtic music you love to hear. That was Piper's Creek with a set of tunes called Cliffs of Moher, Brest St. Mark, Donald Michael Coleman's, and Father's Fancy. And before that was the Mighty Kildares with the song September from their newest CD, Any Given Element. You can find the Kildares at kildares.com and Piper's Creek at piperscreekmusic.com. This week we are doing a feature of the North Texas Irish Festival, which takes place next weekend. Actually, I'm going to have another show before next weekend, too. I got the show notes all together, so maybe I'll actually get it done soon enough. I might even just record it right after this. But hold on, you know. Any case, here's what we got. Next up, we're going to play the Trinity River Wailers with the song Botany Bay from their newest CD, Naughty Tales. You can find them at trinityriverwailers.com.
I'm on my way down to the quay where the ship at anchor lays to command a gang of navvies that they told me to engage. Well, I stopped in to drink a while before I went away for to take a trip on an emigrant ship to the shores of Botany Bay. Farewell to your bricks and mortar, farewell to your dirty line, farewell to your gangers and gangplanks, and to hell with your overtime. For the good ship ragamuffin is lying at the quay for to take old Pat with a shovel on his back to the shores of Botany Bay. The boss comes up this morning and he says, well, Pat, hello, if you don't mix your mortar right, I'm afraid you'll have to go. Well, since he did insult me, I demanded all me pay, and I told him straight I was going to immigrate to the shores of Botany Bay. Farewell to your bricks and mortar, farewell to your dirty lime, farewell to your gangers and your gangplanks, and to hell with your overtime. For the good ship ragamuffin is lying at the quay for to take old Pat with a shovel on his back to the shores of Botany Bay. And when I reach Australia, I'll go and hunt for gold. There's plenty there for the digging up, or so I have been told. Or else I'll go back to my trade and 100 bricks I lay 8 Barb. I live for an 8-hour shift on the shores of Botany Bay.
Farewell to your bricks and mortar. Farewell to your dirty lime. Farewell to your gangers and gangplanks, and to hell with your overtime. For the good ship Ragamuffin is lying at the quay, for to take old Pat with a shovel on his back to the shores of Botany Bay. Farewell to your bricks and mortar. Farewell to your dirty lime. Farewell to your gangers and gangplanks, and to hell with your overtime. For the good ship Ragamuffin is lying at the quay, for to take old Pat with a shovel on his back to the shores of Botany Bay. For to take old Pat with a shovel on his back to the shores of Botany Bay.
remember the cattle were ill that year, for the winter was long and cold, and the old man was cursing near all the day when he drove them to town to be sold. I told him that Jimmy had the loan of a car and was driving to Donegal town, and I asked could he drive all the cattle, just himself and the hound. Ah, but that
was long ago, when the roads were driven slow. A man could whistle gaily if he had a girl or no. When the piper played his tunes and the faratee would call, the night when first I met you and we danced in Donegal.
We took the roads through Killybegs and we drove by Inverbay, overtaking a tractor before Mount Charles, who was towing a fresh load of hay. The farmer, he winked and his wee dog, he barked as he pulled to the side to give way. And as sure as the weather, he went home for a drop of the tay. Ah, but that
was long ago, when the roads were driven slow. A man could whistle gaily if he had a girl or no. When the piper played his tunes and the faratee would call, the night when first I met you and we danced in Donegal.
The door to the barn was open and the smoke was billowing out, and the faratee was taking requests and the dancers all started to shout. He called out the siege of Ennis and the crowd fairly gave out a cheer, and I knew fairly well that the night would be magic in here. Ah, but that
was long ago, when the roads were driven slow. A man could whistle gaily if he had a girl or no. When the piper played his tunes and the faratee would call, the night when first I met you and we danced in the hill.
The arm of my shirt, and he pointed away to the wall, and I saw you and wondered why the prettiest girl wasn't dancing with no one at all. He told me a girl that was pretty as you wouldn't dance with a farmer as I, and I knew he was right, but I'd be damned if I still wouldn't try.
Wasn't so long ago, when the roads were driven slow, but a man can still whistle gaily if he has a girl or no. And the piper plays his tunes and the faratee still calls, and I always will remember when we dance in Donegal.
And that was the Makem and the Spain Brothers with Donegal from the Makem and Spain Brothers Live. Those are the children of, well, the Makem at least, are the children of Tommy Makem of Clancy Brothers and Makem fame. So you can find them at makem.com/brothers. They will be at the North Texas Irish Festival, which should be really cool. I look forward to seeing them. I like that song. Before that was Poor Man's Fortune with the flight attendant Tommy Billies and Tommy Peoples. You can find them at poormansfortune.com. That was from their CD Blowhard. You know, right now as I'm podcasting and listening to music, I'm also tabulating the final results for the Celtic Music Awards. And it's funny how many people submit several times trying to cheat the system. Oh, well, means more work for me. I need to get a better system next time, that's for sure. A quick request. If you have a MySpace page, a live journal, or a blog, or a web page, I'd really appreciate it if you could please add a link to CelticMusicPodcast.com. The podcast is called the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, but it is at CelticMusicPodcast.com. Your promotion and help in these links, just that little itty bit, goes a long way to making this podcast stand out and get attention for people who want to hear the music that you love to hear. So please do what you can. And next up, continuing on with our feature of the North Texas Irish Festival, we have Sarah Dinan with Newry Highwayman from her CD From the Ashes. You can find her at sarahdinan.com.
Town I was bred and born in Stephen's Green, now a lion's dorm. I served me time at the sodder's trade. I always was a roving blade. I always was a roving blade. At 17 I took a wife. I loved her dearer than I loved her life. And so to keep her both fine and gay, I went out loving on the King's Highway. I went out lobbing on the King's Highway. I never robbed a poor man yet, nor lately caused anyone to fret. But I robbed more than the road is fine, and I carried the gold home to me heart's delight. I carried the gold home to me heart's delight. I robbed Lord Baldwin, I do declare, and Lady Lanswell up in Grosvenor Square. I closed me shutters and bade them good night. The gold home to me hearts tonight. I carry the gold home to me hearts tonight. To Convent Garden I made my way. With me, dear wife, for to see the play. The fielding's man that did me pursue, and I was taken by that cursed crew. Oh, I was taken by that cursed crew. My father cried, oh, my darling son. My wife, she cried, now I am undone. My mama tore her grey locks and cried. It's in the cradle I should have died. It's in the cradle I should have died. When I am dead, I run for my grave. A flash of funeral pray let me have. Six highwaymen for to carry me. Oh, give them broadswords and sweet liberty. Liberty. Six pretty maidens to bear my call. Oh, give them garlands and ribbons all. And when I'm dead, they will speak the truth. He was a wild and a wicked youth. He was a wild and a wicked youth.
Ah, the old folks are dancing in the corner. Every beggar's found a lady, every queen's found a lord. And the lads have come for miles just to watch the lassie smile when he plays the bonnie lass upon the cord. And every stroke of the bow lifts your sorrows, and every string of the fiddle finds the strings of your heart. And then the music takes a hold of the Scotland in your soul, till you can't tell the two of them apart. So gie the fiddler a dram, boys, put it in his hand, boys, and find yourself a lass with a curl to your hair. For if you win her at the dance, boys, you'll pay a better chance, boys. So find yourself a lass and let the fiddler find the air. A light and an easy load he carries, and he stops at every turn to lose another jig or two. But when it's time to leave, the dancers take him by the sleeve and tell him only another jig will do. Or maybe it's a reel that he'll play you, or a grand old march by the mountain or the glen. But be it fast or slow, when he rosins up his bow, you'll find the rhythm dancing through you once again. So gie the fiddler a dram, boys, put it in his hand, boys. Find yourself a lass with a curl to your hair. For if you win her at the dance, boys, you'll pay a better chance, boys. So find yourself a lass and let the fiddler find the air. And a longer one fae Bucky to a Texas Highland ball, and fae the county o' Clackmannan to the hills of California is maybe the longest road of all. But there's many a Yankee heart was stolen by a fiddle that was played till the dawn and all the day. And there's many a bonny Jean fae a boyne to Abilene who was courted to the music o' the spae. So gie the fiddler a dram, boys, put it in his hand, boys, and find yourself a lass with a curl to your hair. For if you win her at the dance, boys, you'll pay a better chance, boys. So find yourself a lass and let the fiddler find the air. Let the fiddler find the air.
Boy, I love Ed Miller. Not only does he have a great voice, some great music all around. That is Guy the Fiddler Drum from Ed Miller from his CD, Many's the Fine Tale. You can find him at songsofscotland.com. All right, now we're going to move on to another feature. A few weeks back, there was a CD release for The Circle, which was a Renaissance Festival compilation CD benefiting Hurricane Katrina victims via the Red Cross. And I'm going to play a couple bands from this CD, starting off with my band, the Brobdingnagian Bards, and the song is Lily the Pink.
Here's a story, a little bit gory, a little bit happy, a little bit sad, of Lily the Pink and her medicinal compound, and how it slowly drove her mad. Neat Ebenezer thought he was Julius Caesar, so they put him in a home, and then they gave him medicinal compound, and now he's Emperor of Rome. We'll drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the Savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. Meet Johnny Hammer, had its terrible stitch hammer. He could barely say a word, so they gave him medicinal compound, and now he's seen but never heard. We'll drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the Savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. And Freddy Klinger, the opera singer, who could break glasses with his voice, they said. So on his tonsils he rubbed medicinal compound, and now they break glasses over his head. We'll drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the Savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. And Mr. Frears, who had sticky out ears, and it made him awful shy, so they gave him medicinal compound, and now he's learning how to fly. We'll drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the Savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. And Uncle Paul, he was very small, he was the shortest man in town. So on his body he rubbed medicinal compound, and now he's 6 foot, but it's underground. We'll drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the Savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. Lily died and went up to heaven. Oh, the church bells, they did ring. She took with her medicinal compound. Hark the herald angels sing.
Bum, bum, bum.
We'll drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the Savior of
the Savior of
the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. We'll drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the Savior of
the Savior of
the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case.
There once was handsome lad, all from the town of Kimmin.
He was so proud and boastful of his prowess with the women.
Well, the tales were told that made him up to be a Romeo.
But he'd have his way with a lass, whether she would or no.
One day young Mary Stockwell did catch this Johnny's eye.
And the next thing that you know, he had his hand upon her thigh.
Young Mary, hearing all the tales, did push his hand away. And her proud and foolish gesture did cause this lad to say,
"Oh, run like the devil, Mary, run. Run like the devil, Mary, run. Or I will catch you quick, and we will have some fun. For the time's run out on your virtue."
But Mary took off like a shot, went running through the town.
Johnny was pious to bring that girl to ground, but Mary's tried to take her speeding through the flour mill,
and she pushed a bag in Johnny's way, so over him it spilled. Well, Johnny came out of the mill looking like a great white mountain, and his eyes being full of dust fell right into the fountain. At the sight of this, the townsfolk left, and Mary shrieked with glee.
And Johnny got back to his feet, shouting, "Mary, I'll get ye.
Oh, run like the devil, Mary, run. Run like the devil, Mary, run. For I will catch you quick, and we will have some fun. For the time's run out on your virtue."
Mary, she stuck out her tongue and started off once more.
But Johnny grabbed her skirt so fast that a good piece of it tore.
His passion infused with his rage, it nearly made him blind.
And he took off so intent on Mary's now exposed behind. While Johnny ran neath a laundry line, his head he had to duck.
But flour and water soon make paste into his back now stuck. A fine young lady's handkerchief of lovely bright red silk. While Mary ran into the barn where the town's cows all did milk.
Oh, run like the devil, Mary, run. Run like the devil, Mary, run. For I will catch you quick, and we will have some fun. For the time's run out on your virtue.
Mary ran down the rose tors looking for safe cover, when upon her fell the shadow of a maddened would-be lover.
Aha, now I have cornered you, and no more tricks you'll pull.
When Mary opened the stall door of the dairy farmer's bull, well, Mary hid behind the door, the bull saw Johnny only.
And it crashed out of that stall door, being mad.
I may be lonely. Johnny hit and tail and ran at the handkerchief so red, went flapping out behind him as across the fields he sped.
Oh, run like the devil, Johnny, run. Run like the devil, Johnny, run. For I have banked your prowess and your reputation's done, and I'll be the keeper of my virtue. Oh, run like the devil, Johnny, run. Run like the devil, Johnny, run. For I have banked your prowess and your reputation's done, and I'll be the keeper of my virtue.
Hi, this is Les from the Signal Podcast over at SerenityFirefly.com, and when I'm not obsessively watching my Firefly DVDs or Serenity DVDs, I listen to all of Mark's podcasts, but the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is without a doubt my favorite.
Joss, the man they called Joss, he wrote about spaceships and shepherds and whores, stood up to the networks and gave them what for. Buck canceled his program, but that was their loss. The creator of Firefly, the man they call Joss. Now Joss saw the viewers' hearts breaking. He heard the brown coats lament. He saw Fox management taken his show in a way that made no sense. He said, "You can't do that to my program. Can't grind it under your heel." So he took all his cast, and well, now at last they've landed a big damn movie deal. He wrote about spaceships and shepherds and whores, stood up to the networks and gave them what for. Fox canceled his program, but that was their loss. The creator of Firefly, the man they call Joss. Now here is what separates Firefly from other shows you're likely to see. It's meaningful and witty, and the setting's really gritty, and the theme song's about serenity. It's a little like a western, yeah! It's a little like X-Files. It's better than Trek, and it's funnier than Shrek, and it beats out Andromeda by miles. He wrote about spaceships and shepherds and whores, stood up to the networks and gave them what for. Fox canceled his program, but that was their loss. The creator of Firefly, the man they call Joss. Dogma. Shepherds and whores, stood up to the networks and gave them what for. Fox canceled his program, but that was their loss. The creator of Firefly, the man they call Joss.
separates Whedon from rider to slave in the core. The man they call Joss, well, he said to Fox, I'm going where no show has gone before. He told us about Reavers. He told us about Zinn. He took us to the Black and we ain't coming back till all those crazy brown coats rise again. He wrote about spaceships and shepherds and whores. Stood up to the networks and gave them what for. But canceled his program, but that was their loss. The creator of Firefly, the man they call Joss.
Welcome back, and that was The Bedlam Barge with The Ballad of Joss, from their brand new CD of Firefly and Serenity music called On the Drift. You can find them at bedlambarge.com. The Bedlam Barge were also on the Circle compilation CD, though this song was not. Well, time just really flies by when you're working trying to figure out who won the Celtic Music Awards. So we're going to finish up with a track by Michael Murphy and the River Shannon Band. The song is Irish Rover. It is live. Next time we're going to have music from Fardoxu, Boru's Ghosts, Jed Merum, and Queen's Gambit, plus another continuation and feature of the North Texas Irish Festival, which takes place next weekend. Find out more about all the bands you heard today by going to CelticMusicPodcast.com. And if there's something that you like, please buy the CD. These bands rely on your support. And while it's all great listening to free music, it's also even more important to support the bands that you enjoy. And you can also support the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast by adding links to the website, or you can make a donation on the site. So please do what you can to help out. And now here is Michael Murphy and the River Shannon Band with Irish Rover.
All right, a couple songs about traveling.
Seven years.
songs broke out, and our ship lost away.